Have you ever noticed how much we complain without even realizing it? Most of us walk through life in a fog of negativity, unconsciously griping about traffic, weather, coworkers, and countless minor inconveniences. We're what's called unconscious incompetence, completely unaware of our negative verbal patterns. Like bad breath, we notice complaints in others but remain oblivious to our own constant stream of grievances. Here's the wake-up call. Complainers are essentially ouches looking for hurts. When we complain, we activate a self-perpetuating cycle that draws more situations validating our grievances. Grumble about traffic, and suddenly you're hitting every red light. Complain about coworkers, and workplace tensions mysteriously intensify. This isn't mysticism, it's the simple reality that our attention shapes our experience. The challenge isn't eliminating all negative expression, it's developing a high threshold for what truly deserves complaint-worthy energy versus the constant ear pollution most of us generate without awareness. Breaking free from complaint requires moving through distinct stages of transformation. First comes uncomfortable awareness, the conscious incompetence stage, where you suddenly notice how frequently complaints escape your lips. This can feel jarring, like suddenly hearing a persistent noise that was always there but never registered. Next arrives the hypersensitive phase of conscious competence, where you carefully filter every word before speaking. Many find themselves sitting in silence, unsure what to say when complaints are removed from conversation. This silence isn't something to fear. It's beneficial, providing space to speak from your higher self rather than react habitually. The pause between thought and speech becomes sacred territory, where you redirect negative impulses into positive expressions. The final destination is unconscious competence, where positivity becomes your natural state without effort. Like blind cavefish that evolved without eyes after generations in darkness, your mind stops producing the deluge of negative thoughts once you've cut off their expression. Complaining from others becomes jarring, like a discordant note in a beautiful melody. What once seemed normal now feels abrasive and unnecessary. Medical professionals estimate that 2/3 of illnesses have psychological origins. What the mind believes, the body manifests. Chronic complaining triggers stress responses, releasing cortisol and hormones that compromise immune function, increase inflammation, and contribute to health problems. When we complain about health issues, we send health-limiting energy throughout our body, reinforcing problems rather than promoting healing. Consider Hal's story. Diagnosed with terminal cancer and given 6 months to live, he made a radical decision: focus on gratitude, allowing himself just one complaint day monthly. By the time each designated day arrived, he'd forgotten what he wanted to complain about. His gratitude extended his life far beyond predictions. He lived 2 happy, fulfilling years instead of 6 months. Positive thinking alone doesn't cure serious illness, but our mental attitude profoundly affects our physical experience. When we fill our thoughts with complaints about aches and pains, we amplify those sensations. Conversely, when we direct attention toward wellness and gratitude, we create conditions more conducive to healing. Through entrainment, humans naturally synchronize with those around them, making complaining contagious. Just as pendulum clocks eventually swing in unison, people in close proximity match each other's energy and communication patterns. This explains why complaining spreads rapidly in workplaces and families, and why chronic complainers risk social ostracization as they drain everyone's energy. One destructive form is triangulation, discussing problems with someone other than the person directly involved. When we talk about someone rather than to them, we avoid the very conversations that might lead to resolution. Gossip is only acceptable when it's complimentary and something you'd willingly say directly to the person. One office implemented no-moan Mondays, designating Mondays as complaint-free days with posted reminders and a commitment to focus on blessings rather than grievances. This simple practice dramatically improved their workplace atmosphere. To inspire change in others, you must first change yourself. When you stop complaining, you create space for more positive interactions, influencing your environment through example rather than instruction. Criticism is complaining with intent to belittle. Despite popular belief, it rarely changes behavior. Instead, people justify their actions, perpetuating what we criticize. Our attention drives behavior, not the reverse. A powerful example? A man tried stopping speeding drivers by shouting and waving his arms at them, particularly targeting a yellow sports car. His efforts consistently failed. Then his wife simply smiled and waved at the driver, who immediately slowed down. This revealed a fundamental truth. Appreciation works better than criticism. The honk if you're happy sign story illustrates this beautifully. A high school coach created the sign when his wife was terminally ill with months to live. Rather than succumbing to despair, they found joy hearing honks from happy passersby. His wife began recognizing different honks and imagining stories about the drivers, connecting to the happiness around her. Remarkably, she far outlived her doctor's predictions. By shifting from criticism to appreciation, we gain genuine influence, creating environments where others thrive rather than merely survive our judgment. The complaint-free journey transforms lives profoundly. Joyce Cascio discovered she complained far more than she realized. During a business downturn, her conversations became exhausting, filled with negativity and defensiveness. After completing 21 complaint-free days, her business prospects improved, relationships became more positive, and though challenges remained, her reactions changed fundamentally. Patricia Platt's story is particularly moving. As a survivor of childhood sexual abuse who had struggled with addiction, unhealthy relationships, and persistent depression, she found the complaint-free practice finally freed her from negative thinking where other approaches had failed. Her greatest reward was freedom from depression and discovering daily joy. These stories reveal the complaint-free journey isn't just about changing words. It's about transforming perspectives, healing relationships, and discovering new possibilities for happiness. Like the Latin phrase, uva uvam zedendo varia fit, one grape ripens another, a complaint-free person naturally influences others through entrainment. Just as one coyote's howl spreads across miles, our positive ripple affects the world in ways we may never fully comprehend. In a complaint-driven world, choosing positivity is revolutionary. Each time you catch and reframe a complaint, you're rewiring neural pathways and creating a different future. The universe responds to complaints by sending more situations to complain about, a negative spiral. The way out is gratitude. Because what we articulate, we demonstrate. The 21-day challenge seems simple, but most people take 4 to 8 months to complete it. Remember the construction worker who complained daily about meatloaf sandwiches until his coworker pointed out he made them himself? We're all making our own metaphorical lunches. Start now. Notice your complaints without judgment. Pause before speaking. Choose words that reflect the reality you want to create rather than reinforcing the one you want to escape. This journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress, about creating a life where gratitude outweighs grievance and possibility outshines problems. Your transformation will ripple outward, touching lives in ways you may never fully know.